Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 27 of our Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Restoration in Messiah Yeshua. Meditation verses for today are 2 Chronicles 29, 10-11. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Adonai, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent. For Adonai has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and to be his ministers, and to burn incense to him. Verses 35 and 36. There were also a great many burnt offerings, along with the fat of the peace offerings, and the drink offering at every burnt offering. Thus the avodah, or worship, of the house of Adonai was reestablished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of what God had enabled the people to accomplish, because it happened so suddenly. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1. Hezekiah then sent word to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, to come to the house of Adonai at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover for Adonai, the God of Israel. Hezekiah rejoiced, both Hezekiah and the people rejoiced, that Yahweh Elohim had prepared the hearts of the people to bring about so great and glorious a reformation in so short a time. This good king's example and influence were here, as in many other cases under Yahweh Elohim, the great grand spring of all these mighty movements. Hezekiah was a righteous king in Judah who feared Yahweh Elohim after the split of the kingdom of Israel. He reaches out to Ephraim and Manasseh to come back to the house of Yahweh Elohim to keep the feasts as one. He repaired the temple, restored the priesthood and offerings, and called Israel to repentance. We see this happening today. Yahweh Elohim is calling his people, Yeshua's bride, by his Ruach HaKodesh to come back from their spiritual exile and to return to the place of worship and keep the feast of Yeshua, our Messiah, as commanded in Leviticus 23. Regarding Shabbat, Leviticus 23:1-3, then Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to B'nai Israel and tell them that these are the appointed Moedim of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, my Moedim. Work may be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is a Shabbat, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. You are to do no work. It is a Shabbat to Adonai in all your dwellings." 3 times a year, the men of Israel were to go up to Jerusalem to celebrate 3 main feasts. The women were exempt because the journey would be too difficult for them and those with children. Exodus 23:13-17, "With all the things that I have said to you, take heed. Make no mention of the names of other gods, and do not let them be heard in your mouth. 3 times in the year you are to celebrate a festival for me. You are to observe the feasts of Matzot, or Passover. For 7 days you will eat Matzot, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Aviv. For that is when you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Also, you are to observe the feast of harvest, Shavuot, the first fruits of your labors that you sow in the field, as well as the feast of the ingathering, feast of Sukkot, at the end of the year when you gather your crops from the field. 3 times in the year, all your men are to appear before Adonai Elohim." Leviticus 23 gives a list of all Yahweh's feasts. Passover, Leviticus 23:4-6. "These are the appointed feasts of Adonai, holy convocations which you are to proclaim in their appointed season. During the first month and the 14th day of the month is the evening, is Adonai's Passover. On the 15th day of the month is the feast of Matzot to Adonai. For 7 days you are to eat matzah." The first month is the month of Nisan and the Hebrew calendar. The Feast of First Fruits, verses 9-11, Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to B'nai Israel and tell them, when you have come into the land which I give you, and to reap its harvest, then you are to bring the omer of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen. He is to wave the omer before Adonai to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Shabbat, the Kohen is to wave it. Feast of Weeks, or the counting of the omer, Leviticus 23:15-17. Then you are to count from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the omer of the wave offering, 7 complete Shabbatot. Until the morrow after the 7th Shabbat, you are to count 50 days, and then present a new grain offering to Adonai. You are to bring out of your houses 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering, made of 2/10 of the ephah of fine flour. They are to bake with hametz as first fruits to Adonai. The Feast of Trumpets, Leviticus 23-25, these are the fall feasts. Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to B'nai Israel, saying, In the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you are to have a Shabbat rest, a memorial blowing, shafarot, a holy convocation. You are to do no regular work, and you are to present an offering made by fire to Adonai. The Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, Leviticus 23:26-28. Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, However, the 10th day of this month, 7th month, is Yom Kippur, a holy convocation to you, so you are to afflict yourselves, in order it's a total fast day. You are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. You are not to do any kind of work on that set day, for it is Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before Adonai, your God. Sukkot, Feast of Booths, Leviticus 23:33-39. Adonai spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to B'nai Israel, and say, On the 15th day of the 7th month is the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days to Adonai. On the first day there is to be a holy convocation. You are to do no laborious work. For 7 days you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai. The 8th day will be a holy convocation to you, and you are to bring an offering by fire to Adonai. It is a solemn assembly, so you do no laborious work. These are the moedim of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, to present an offering by fire to Adonai, a burnt offering, a grain offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, each on its own day. Because those are the Shabbatot of Adonai, and besides your gifts, all your vows and all your freewill offerings which you give to Adonai. So on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you are to keep the feast of Adonai for 7 days. The first day is to be a Shabbat rest, and the 8th day will also be a Shabbat rest. Leviticus 23:42, continuing, you are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. All the native born in Israel are to live in Sukkot, or tents, so that your generations may know that I have B'nai Israel to dwell in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai your God. So Moshe declared to B'nai Israel the Moedim of Adonai. Hezekiah exhorts Yahweh's Elohim's people to return to make teshuvah and walk in obedience to him to avoid judgment and exile. 2 Chronicles 30:8-9, Do not stiffen your neck as your fathers did, but reconcile to Adonai and come to his temple, which he has consecrated forever, and worship Adonai your God, that his burning anger may turn away from you. For if you return to Adonai, your brothers and children will receive compassion before their captors and will return to the land. For Adonai your God is compassionate and merciful. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him. If we return, make teshuva, he has promised us compassion and mercy, not only on us, but on our families and children, to bring them back from the captivity of the enemy. Yes, Father, bring our families and children back from their captivity. 1 John 1:5-10. Now this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and to him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and keep walking in the darkness, we are lying and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son Yeshua purifies us from all sin. If we say we have no sins, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful in righteousness to forgive our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 2 Chronicles 30:10 to 12. As the couriers travel from town to town through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, and as far as Zebulun, they were scorned and mocked. Nevertheless, some men from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. The hand of Adonai was on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king and officials commanded by the word of Adonai. God is sending out his couriers to urge Judah, Ephraim, and those attached to them from the nations to return to his ways. However, we see that some will not receive the invite but laugh and mock us, but some will humble themselves and return to the ways of Adonai. 2 Chronicles 31:1. When all was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the towns of Judah and smashed the pillars, smashed the Asherah poles, and demolished the high places and altars throughout all Judah and Benjamin, as well as throughout Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had destroyed all of them. Then all B'nai Israel returned to their towns, each to their own property. The result in returning, teshuvah, repentance, is that we begin to destroy the idols in our lives that were being used to replace the true worship of Yahweh Elohim. We will show forth fruit of repentance by our action and works. We see in these chapters that the people gave all their tithes and offerings and held nothing back. There was such an abundance of giving that they had to build storehouses to contain everything. There was an overflow of blessings. 2 Chronicles 31:3-10. The king also contributed a portion of his own assets for the burnt offering, the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for Shabbatot, the new moons, and the Moedim, as it is written in the Torah of Adonai. Moreover, he commanded the people, the residents of Jerusalem, to give the portion allotted to Kohanim and the Levites, so that they might devote themselves to the Torah of Adonai. As soon as the word spread, B'nai Israel gave generously the first fruits of their grain, wine, oil, honey, and all the produce of the field, as well as tithe of all the abundance. The children of Israel and Judah who lived in the towns of Judah also brought in the tithe of bulls and sheep, and the tithe of the sacred things consecrated to Adonai their God. They piled them in heaps. In the third month, the heaps began to accumulate and finished in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the officials came and saw the heaps, they blessed Adonai and his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the Kohanim and the Levites about the heaps. Azariah, the chief Kohen from the house of Zadok, replied to him, saying, "Ever since the gifts began to be brought into the house of Adonai, we have had enough to eat and more than enough, for Adonai has blessed his people with plenty left over." 2 Chronicles 31:20-21. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. He did what was good, right, and true before Adonai his God. Every work he undertook in the service of the house of God and in the Torah and mitzvot to seek his God, he did wholeheartedly and succeeded. We see that Hezekiah continued to serve Adonai in righteousness and obedience as an example to the people he led, and he did it with all his heart and succeeded. Thank you, Father, that your leaders will do what is right and be an example of leadership with all of their hearts, and then they will succeed in what you have called them to do. Amen, in Yeshua's name.